Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Can you relate to the following? A husband and a wife come together in marriage and celebrate their love. 9 months later, a son is born. They name him Jezreel, but call him Jesse for short. Don't think that children always bring you closer together. In many cases, children put stress on a marriage, and that's what happened with this couple. The husband was preoccupied with his work. He and his wife began to drift apart. Eventually, a second child was born, a little girl with dark eyes and the features of her mother, but things are no better. The relationship is strained, communication is difficult, intimacy is gone. Then what the husband had suspected in his darkest moments becomes evident. His wife is seeing another man. He's sure this time, because she is expecting and he is not the father of the child. Now he faces the most difficult decision of his life. Should he tell her, "Get out, you have betrayed my trust, you have darkened my name, you are not fit to be my wife"? I'm sure he thought about it, that's for certain. But instead, for whatever reasons, he chose to stand by her. And though it was not easy, he decided to be a father to the unborn child whom he called Lo-Ami, which in Hebrew literally means "not mine." After the baby came, the wife Gomer is gone more and more. Some nights she doesn't come home at all. Can you imagine how Hosea must have felt answering the tough questions? As the older children knelt to say their prayers at night, they asked, "Daddy, where's Mommy? When she's coming home?" The story that I just related is as current as a recent movie release or online drama. But it actually took place 2,600 years ago. You can read about it in the Old Testament book of Hosea. Broken homes, broken promises, and broken hearts are not new. They are as old as human nature itself. If Hosea and Gomer were alive today, we might well describe their marriage as one that suffered from burnout, a new term to describe an old problem. Marriage burnout is a condition which exists when a marriage suffers from stress, busyness, and the wrong priorities. In chess, when you are confronted with a stalemate, you just can't move. But in marriage, when you have a stalemate, you're in big trouble. Burnout is a prelude to the devastating consequences of a broken home and a broken heart. When the fire goes out of romance, can anything be done? In the story which I just related, Hosea kept his marriage together by a gargantuan effort on his part to reconcile and to bend in humility. Long ago, God gave the Ephesians a formula to restore their love for him. You find it in the book of Revelation. The same three words apply to a marriage. Those three words are 1, remember; 2, repent; 3, return. Why not repent first, then remember and return? When our love grows cold and our hearts grow hardened, we need to remember to let our emotions remind us of what things used to be and what they can be again. Repenting means changing your mind, doing an about-face, overcoming the stubbornness which contributed to the problem, and what they can be again. Difficult? Yes. Impossible? No. Have I described your marriage today? Remember, repent, and returning is still the answer to marriage burnout.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.